K-pop fans, stans, and everyone in between. I'm Dan. I know nothing about K-pop, but that hasn't stopped my three friends here from dragging me into K-pop with this. Say hi, everyone.
Hello, I am Dominique.
Hello, I'm Melissa.
Hello, I'm Jamie.
Do you have to do a bit every time?
What?
Nothing.
Take time.
Fine. Okay. What are we talking about this week?
Okay, so this week we are talking about the with fourth gen, there's been a big trend we've noticed where essentially there's a lot of groups that are coming out, and then when they come out in like their profiles, it's always like former member of this, former trainee of this, almost debuted with this. So it's just us talking about that trend and why we think we're seeing that kind of thing.
Didn't know that was becoming a lot more commonplace.
So it was still happening, like, even back in, like, second gen, but it's become more prevalent as time has gone by, and I think fourth gen has, like, the biggest visualization of that.
All right, so let's hear some examples.
Okay, so right off the bat, there was a survival competition project group, essentially, called The Unit, where essentially it took the idea of quote-unquote failed idols and gave them a chance to debut again, essentially.
Did they really use the term failed idol?
Yes,
it's a very common term in K-pop, actually.
Wow, that is ruthless.
It happens, though.
Here's the problem.
We've talked about that before.
Because of how much the market ends, ever since like second gen came out, and you had huge hits like Girls' Generation, like Big Bang, like Wonder Girls, like 4MINUTE, like 2PM, like all these groups, more and more groups debut every year, and then more and more groups fail every year because they just don't make the cut, or they're just not lucky enough to get big. And thus the term quote-unquote failed idol came around, where it's just basically like you tried and you didn't succeed, you weren't lucky enough.
Okay, well, tell us more about this one group.
Okay. So The Unit, basically they debuted a project group of a girl group and a guy group. And then basically they went through a whole competition process. It's like very much in the lines of Produce 101, where you were like, this is just an episode of Black Mirror.
Yes, it is.
But with quote-unquote failed idols, or idols that were kind of like, this is my last chance kind of moment.
Not helping the Black Mirror vibe in my eyes, but all right.
It's probably worse here, because these are all people that had actually debuted. There was even groups there that had debuted like 2 weeks before that, and they were already on this program trying to get their name known.
Wow. Two weeks.
Yeah. Or I think it might have been less than that. Which, by the way, they ended up, one of them made it on the final cut, and then they, had to rebrand from their original name and then changed into a different group. Then those people lost members, and then they lost more members, so they're kind of in limbo right now.
This format, all that produce shit, is like My Bachelor. It's like the trashiest shit on TV, but I just gotta watch every version.
You know what? Everyone's got their guilty pleasures, so who am I to judge?
Yeah, so every Friday, like, we get together and just watch the new one.
The newest version.
Yeah, the newest version called Girls Planet 999. So there's more groups, of course. Like, there's one early version of this, it was 4MINUTE with Hyuna. She used to be part of Wonder Girls. She was part of the debut lineup, but then her health problems, due to her health, she had to withdraw from the group. And but she felt like really like a lot of regret, essentially, mm-hmm. for missing this opportunity, especially because Wonder Girls got so big, right? Especially after her debut, like right from the start of debut, and then she had to leave the group right after debut. She participated in like one song and then had to leave.
And then they
went on to become these like huge K-pop megastars. So she tried again under Cube Entertainment with 4MINUTE. So she ended up in her group 4MINUTE, which also did very well.
Okay.
That one's not that sad. She's like huge.
To be honest. The story of the group, on the other hand, not great. But since when does Cube not fuck up? From there, who else is there?
I mean,
what's that guy group that has just like all former members?
Omega X.
Oh yeah, Omega X.
Yeah, that was the one that I was gonna bring up because I think they're the epitome of like this topic. Because
Oh, by the way, yes, their group's name is actually Omega X.
So tell us some more about Omega X.
Okay, so Omega X, let me just read the... Okay, so there are, let's see, how many members? 11 members in this group.
Okay. I was thinking 9 for some reason.
No, there's 11. It's ridiculous. And then, so I'm just going to go through each one and then just list what they're former of, okay? So Jaehan, former member of Spectrum. He was on Produce 101 Season 2 on top of that. Then there's Hee-chan, who is a former member or is a member of the boy group Limitless. It's not former because they're still technically active, but in the inactive active state. They're not officially disbanded or officially...
inactive active state.
Yeah.
It's weird. Okay.
Basically, they're not promoting at all as Limitless, but they never formally disbanded.
So it's possible that something could happen. Anyway, you have Sebin, who is a member of the group Snooper, which, by the way, this is kind of messed up because Snooper's only inactive right now because everyone else is in the military. So there's that. And then there's Hangyeom, who was a former member of 7 O'Clock. And his stage name there was A-Day, not Hangyeom. He was on Mix 9, which was a survival program similar along the lines of the Produce series. Except all the guy groups got... the final group was supposed to be the guys groups, not the girl groups, because they guy groups won overall. But then YG kind of fucked everyone over there. That can be a whole topic on its own, though. You have Taedong, who is a former member of the group Gigongde. He was also on Produce Season 2. And then there's Zen, who is a former member of One Team. And then, by the way, One Team, if I remember correctly, they debuted in March 27, 2019, but then had to disband in March 14, 2021. Then there's Jaehyun, who was a former member of One Team. Kevin, who was a former member of NOI. Then there's Chunghoon, who is a former member of NOI. And then Hyuk, who is a former member of NOI. Then Yechan, who is a contestant of the survival show Under 19, and he's a former member of the group One the Nine.
Didn't One the Nine, like... disband at the beginning of this year?
Oh, One the Nine official was the group that was formed from the top 9 contestants of the survival show Under 19, and they disbanded August 8th, 2020. Last year.
Just over a year ago.
Yep. Yeah.
I recognize 3 groups from that list.
I mean, it's more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this entire group is like the epitome of this topic. Like, it's just like there's a lot of fourth gen members basically trying again and doing this all over again, and then you have a lot of groups going into like survival programs because they're kind of like, this is my last chance, or I need to try to get my group's name more out there, my name out there, so I can kind of hard carry my group.
I'm like reading the overview.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally says they have no set positions and they're all leaders of the group.
Mm-hmm. That's gonna work out well.
Yep. And then Omega X comes from the Greek alphabet Omega, which means the end or final. Holds the meaning of that the group intends on being the final boss in the K-pop industry. Sure.
That's very presumptive.
I think because they just debuted like within the last few months.
It was June.
Yeah, June 30th. And I want to say their debut didn't do the worst. I don't quote me on that. But it's definitely, I think people are kind of keeping their eye on them.
Yeah. Let's make this clear. Groups that come from companies that have little to no presence don't tend to last. There are exceptions to the rule, but it's just that they are exceptions. Even Big Hit, where BTS comes from, everyone's like, oh, Big Hit was a small company and they made it. One, you'd be incorrect, because Big Hit had a very big Korean singer's name under them before BTS, and he single-handedly held that company up on his income, where the girl group kind of fucked them over. And then Big Hit and then BTS came around and did the rest. So, and their producer that is the head of all of that, he's a very well-known name in the industry. So Big Hit Entertainment has had backing from the very beginning. So everyone that says it was a small company, you're wrong. Like, let's just get that clear. Because there are a lot of people that are like are delusional. It's like, oh, but BTS made it because they were small and they made it big. No, BTS had a standing. Spire Entertainment, I have never heard of this entertainment company before. I will be very clear. There's nothing I could find on them that would give me any indication otherwise. I think the only company I can kind of think of that didn't have like some kind of establishment with like one really big group at least. Yeah, I can't think of anything. Because even KQ Entertainment had freaking Block B before that. Not that one, great. Even the shitty TS Entertainment had a couple groups here and there. But they're shitty.
We're getting off topic though.
Yeah, no, but. We did. Anyway, like, I'm just saying, like, it's all power to you for doing everything you can to stay in this industry, especially because you probably like it. Maybe. But I don't know, like, at certain points, I think you do have to come back to reality.
So, how successful are groups usually like this, where one or two members are former, like, or quote, failed idols?
The only person in the current generation that I can think of that is doing well for themselves is Woods.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was in a former K-pop group, and then one of his label/bandmates, so Ebo, went on to become a very successful actor in China. Jamie can say more about that.
Okay, to be clear, the reason why Woods is still around is because he's still under Yuhua Entertainment. Okay? Yuhua Entertainment is huge. Anyone that tells you difference is a liar, or they just don't know.
Because, like, the same rant I just had. This is the same rant I just had. But even Woods went through, like, four different stage names and did release like four different songs and tracks before he hit it, like kind of like quote unquote hit it and went big, got bigger under the name Woods as a soloist. And he's honestly the outlier, the lucky one. Like, this doesn't happen. Like, even so, we mentioned the unit before, right? Which is like the quintessential program of quote unquote failed idols. They had one season of that, never did it again. And then the two groups that came out of it, honestly speaking, I watched the unit, right? I watched it all the way through to the end. I watched who got picked. I did not hear from either one of those two groups. I rarely, if at all, ever heard from those two groups after that program was over.
So it's a really rare case. Got it.
Yeah. It's like one in a million kind of thing. Oh, that was a twice introduction.
There is also...
Who else?
Oh, I just... So Woods was supposed to be in a... He was supposed to be an X1.
Oh,
yeah.
Understood.
That's what I'm saying. He tries multiple times before he hit it, like, with Woods. Like, I hate to really say it, like, in terms of, like, the way that it's described in Korean. Like, honestly, like, even saying the quote-unquote failed idol is the nicer way to put it. Because in Korean, a lot of times you'll hear the term 망한 idol, which basically means actually, like, if you translate it more literally, it's ruined idol.
Oi.
I guess letting that sink in.
That, good lord, this industry is ruthless.
Like, that's the problem with South Korea. Like, it's so hyper-competitive. But if you make it, you've made it. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I kind of got it.
Yeah. That's why, like, a lot of times, like we all game, right? And we're always like, if you want a challenge, like this kind of, like, underlying notion for a lot of people is like, South Korea, if you want some kind of challenge, oftentimes it's like, I always hear, like, oh, the South Korean players are cracked kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It translates to all aspects, including the K-pop industry.
All the power to you then, guys. Shall we move on to this week's descent?
Yeah. Time for a mood swing.
And more, you have no idea how accurate that statement is.
So the descent was provided by me today, and that is Crayon Pop's Bar Bar Bar.
This was a weird song, or at least a weird video.
And so the reason why I chose this, because I was like, oh, Daniel hasn't really had, like, that South Korean, like, super viral meme song yet. Like, one of those hasn't been provided to you yet. You know, barring, like, When We Disco and stuff like that. Like, this is legitimately one of, like, some of the first, like, truly viral things that, like, helped lift a group up. But it also kind of made them a one-hit wonder, so it's not great.
Okay. So, a few thoughts that were coming through my head when I was watching this video. Why are the Power Rangers, I assume not in their suits, dancing around what seemed to be the remains of Chernobyl? Why is this song so goddamn repetitive? And why do I feel like I'd spike some of my drink somehow when I was watching this?
You mean you didn't like the jumping?
No. This has, like, shit posts written all over in my eyes. Like, this is something I would, like, play to troll someone.
Great song.
And I don't care if that's going to get me hate, but that's literally the impression I got watching this video. The video that you sent me afterwards especially didn't help that.
Oh, you mean the one where they have when you see Yves at the Mama Awards? 2013?
And yet they didn't even attempt to do their stupid Fox song. Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Well, I mean, they were invited as guests and stuff.
I know, but they could have, like, interpolated that song. Oh, well.
You mean the giant fox in the background wasn't enough for you?
Well, you weren't. I was sort of expecting to go, wherever that fucking song went. I don't know. I'm fucking tired.
No, but I mean, I'll be honest. I think I think that a lot of people like this song more in the ironic sense anyway. So.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess. It's one of those it's a novelty song.
How is the whiplash?
Okay, so behind the curtains here, I listened to this song right after last week's Descent. So it was a very huge mood whiplash, so I was like all out of sorts because of that.
It probably didn't help the acid trip.
It didn't help the acid trip, so. Yeah, so weird ass song. That's all I can really say about that. But if you guys wanted to recommend a song for The Descent, you can hit us up on the official network socials at NGP Productions on just about everything. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. You can also find a link to our Discord where you can hang out with me, the girls here, and the cast members of all our other shows on the network. And, if you like what we do... Oh, wait, sorry. Did that too early. And where can people find us individually? So, Dom?
Oh, at Twitter. That's the Raven.
Melissa?
She had to think about that for a second. I'm at Subject Despair.
Jamie?
At Violet Dreadly.
And you can find myself at Perpetual Player on Twitter also. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you like what we do, please do not forget to leave us a rating, a review on wherever you listen to our show. It really helps us grow and get noticed by that algorithm. But they also makes us smile. So, till the next episode, guys. This has been Dragging the K-Pop Abyss. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.